This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky always has a large number of FFA members that attend the National FFA Convention that kicks off today in Indianapolis, Indiana. Kentucky FFA Executive Secretary Matt Collins says he expects more than 1,000 members to attend this year.
Historically, Kentucky will have over 1,000 members there, which would be in the top handful of states in terms of total attendance probably. But so many of our folks where we're close can drive up. It's a manageable trip. They can take a larger group.
Collins says the National FFA Convention can be a life-changing experience.
This gives those members a chance to see, you know, the national organization on a bigger scale, but also to see the agriculture industry on a bigger scale and see the career opportunities and the things that are out there for them.
He adds the National Convention allows members to see the scope of FFA.
It's hard to realize how big it is and how vast it is until you're literally in a room with people from all over the country. We joke about, you know, going to spend the week with 60,000 of our closest friends, but there is some truth in that, and just making those connections.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you ever wondered how Farmall got its name, here's an abbreviated list of some of the jobs that Case IH Farmall can do. Baling, cutting, feeding, hauling, loading, raking, cleaning, fertilizing, mowing, chopping, seeding, clearing, irrigating, digging, excavating, grading. Let's make it simple. This tractor does it all. No matter what you're doing, can-do comes in red. Farmall. Learn more at caseih.com/farmall or at HR AgriPower with 5 Kentucky locations. Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morgan Field, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Freedom Hall November 10th through the 12th. Come out for all the action, including bull riding, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. Friday's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Night benefits the Horses and Hope program. Tickets start at $10 at Ticketmaster.com. The rodeo is just a part of the fun at the North American International Livestock Exposition. Learn about the country store and the livestock competition at LivestockExpo.org.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Matt Collins says Kentucky FFA members will compete in several national contests.
Parliamentary procedure to horse judging and basically everything in between. In our leadership development events, we have a prepared public speaker, a creed speaker, an extemporaneous speaker, as well as employment skills competitors.
He adds they're typically very competitive.
Spencer County has done very, very well in their evaluation. But we've also had some teams do well in other areas, in nursery, environmental sciences, as well as some of the speaking events.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.